The 17th of December, Office of Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from afar, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Psalm 106. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, who he redeemed from the hand of the foe, and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south. Some wandered in the desert in the wilderness, finding no way to a city that they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty, their soul was fainting within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way, to reach a city that they could dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, he fills the hungry with good things. Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God, and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled, there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom, and broke their chains to pieces. Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. They have seen the Lord's deeds and the wonders he does. Psalm 106 continued. Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them, and save their life from the grave. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing. Some sailed to the sea in ships, to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep. For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea, tossed up to heaven, then into the deep. Their soul melted away in their distress. They staggered, reeling like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, all the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired. Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people, and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They have seen the Lord's deeds, and the wonders he does. The upright see and rejoice, they consider the love of the Lord. Psalm 106 concluded. He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there. But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in. They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them, they grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease. He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing, by oppression, evil, and sorrow. But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things, and consider the love of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The upright see and rejoice. They consider the love of the Lord. The Lord makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whom he has taken by his right hand to subdue nations before him, and strip the loins of kings, to force gateways before him, that their gates be closed no more. I will go before you, levelling the heights. I will shatter the bronze gateways, smash the iron bars. I will give you the hidden treasures, the secret hoards, that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. It is for the sake of my servant Jacob, of Israel my chosen one, that I have called you by name, conferred a title, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, unrivaled, there is no other God beside me. Though you do not know me, I arm you, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that apart from me all is nothing. I am the Lord, unrivaled. I form the light and create the dark. I make good fortune and create calamity. It is I, the Lord, who do all this. Send victory like a dew, you heavens, and let the clouds rain it down. Let the earth open for salvation to spring up. Let deliverance too bud forth, which I, the Lord, shall create. Can it argue with the man who fashioned it, one vessel among earthen vessels? Does the clay say to its fashioner, what are you making? Does the thing he shaped say, you have no skill? Woe to him who says to a father, what have you begotten? Or to a woman, to what have you given birth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One, who has fashioned Israel. Is it for you to question me about my children, and to dictate to me what my hands should do? I it was who made the earth, and created man who is on it. I it was who spread out the heavens with my hands, and now give orders to their whole array. I it was who roused him to victory. I levelled the way for him. He will rebuild my city, will bring my exiles back, without ransom or indemnity. So says the Lord of hosts. Responsory from Isaiah 45. Send the Holy One like the dew, you heavens, and let the clouds rain down. Let the earth open for the Saviour to spring forth. Lord, send the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock of the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Let earth open for the Saviour to spring forth. A reading from a letter of Pope St. Leo the Great. It is of no avail to say that our Lord, the Son of the Virgin Mary, was true and perfect man, if he is not believed to be man of that stock from which the Gospel tells us he came. Matthew says, "The book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." He then follows the order of Christ's human origin and traces the line of his ancestry down to Joseph, to whom the Lord's mother was betrothed. Luke, on the other hand, works backwards, step by step, and traces his succession to the first of the human race himself, to show that the first Adam and the last Adam were of the same nature. The Almighty Son of God could have come to teach and justify men with only the outward appearance of humanity, exactly as he appeared to patriarchs and prophets. This he did when he wrestled with Jacob, or entered into conversation, or when he did not refuse hospitable entertainment and even partook of the food set before him. Those outward appearances pointed to this man. They had hidden meaning which proclaimed that his reality would be taken from the stock of his forefathers. Hence God's plan for our reconciliation, formed before all eternity, was not realized by any one of these prefigurations. As yet the Holy Spirit had not come upon the Virgin, nor had the power of the Most High overshadowed her. Only then would the Word become flesh within her inviolate womb, in which wisdom would build a house for herself. Then, too, the Creator of ages would be born in time, and the nature of God would join with the nature of the slave in the unity of one person. He through whom the world was created would himself be brought forth in the midst of all creation. If the new man, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, had not taken our old nature, if he, one in substance with the Father, had not accepted to be one in substance with the Mother, if he who was alone free from sin had not united our nature to himself, then men would still have been captive under the power of the devil. We would have been incapable of profiting by the victor's triumph if the battle had been fought outside our nature. But by means of this marvellous sharing, the mystery of our rebirth shone out upon us. We would be reborn in newness of spirit through the same Spirit through whom Christ was conceived and born. Consequently, the evangelist speaks of those who believe as those who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Responsory based on Isaiah 11. See, the root of Jesse shall come down to save the peoples. The nations shall rally to him, and his name shall be glorious. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will be king over Israel for ever, and his name shall be glorious. Let us pray. Father, by your will, your Son took upon himself that human nature which you fashioned and redeemed. Grant that the Word who took flesh in the womb of the ever-Virgin Mary and became a man like us may share with us his Godhead. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.